Something has to be done. We cannot just continue being blind about the fact that climate change is a reality. It's not a fantasy. It has been proven. And for us to take lead in it to save the lives of our people.
The music and thoughts of UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and 2011 Champions of Earth winner Angelique Kidjo. Ms. Kidjo received the award for her advocacy on social equity and women's empowerment in support of sustainable development. She feels that countries of Africa, with their rich resources, need to do more for the environment.
We need our leaders to invest really in environment programs. We need renewable energy. We can. Africa is rich enough for us to be leading in this front. But I guess we're going to wait for the catastrophe to happen before we start it. And we won't even be able to hold it and to control it. Let's be forethinkers in this.
Also winning the UNEP Award was President Felipe Calderón of Mexico for his commitment to lead international efforts to combat climate change. He describes some of the public policies that have been put in place in Mexico to save energy.
We are working really hard in order to establish a clear commitment with the environment, and in particular establishing public policies that at the same time are able to fight climate change and to fight poverty. For instance, the payment of environmental services, or substituting old lamps for new lamps and LEDs, or providing financial assistance to the people in order to acquire new appliances, saving energy.
The 2011 Champions of the Earth winners are inspirational examples of how people from all walks of life are coming up with exciting, innovative solutions to environmental challenges, says Akeem Steiner, Executive Director of the UN Environment Program, UNEP.
And they are getting impatient with policymakers, with economists, with people who say there are no alternatives. There are, and that is why I think the response to our work in the green economy context, providing a perspective of how we can develop, how we can create jobs, how we can grow our economies in a different model, is, I think, a message of encouragement that is receiving enormous echo and support.
Akeem Steiner, head of UNEP, the United Nations Environment Program. Other winners were Dr. Olga Speranskaya of Russia, Mr. Zhang Yue of China, and Mr. Louis Palmer of Switzerland. This is Jerry Adams at the United Nations.